So I'm speaking to Skidmark Bob from Freak Radio Santa Cruz, and you're celebrating your 7th anniversary on the air, correct?
That's right, without a license.
7 whole years without a license. Have you managed to keep it going?
Well, it's taken a lot of work, a lot of duct tape and super glue, and a lot of wits about us. Originally, we started with 15 watts. Now we're up to 40 watts. We've had to move our frequency once because we were having a little interference with another station, but rather than call the FCC, the other station just talked to us like neighbors talk to people with a little too loud stereo. And so we decided to move to 96.3 FM. And it's been a long time running, just starting up, not having any radio experience at all, and then just kind of moving on through for the next 7 years. We just haven't just been keeping it going. It's been a lot of work, just dealing with just different stuff, you know, trying to keep the station alive with very minimal funds, that kind of thing, putting on benefit concerts, putting on trying to raise money, that kind of thing. Since we don't do pledge drives and we don't have other stuff like that, we just try to do it as best we can.
Right, and so this is an all-volunteer operation, obviously.
Definitely, yes. None of us get paid for it.
Have you been there since the start?
Yes, I have.
So how did it get off the ground?
Well, originally I worked with a group called Food Not Bombs here in Santa Cruz, and we were serving meals every week, and we had run into some problems with the city where we were serving, and the police would come out, and they actually passed some laws where people couldn't sit on the sidewalk, and so we were protesting that. Some people got arrested, and the way the local media covered it, we didn't like it too much, and so we knew that we could do something better, and we had heard about this station in Berkeley called Free Radio Berkeley, and checked them out and found out we could get a transmitter and do it ourselves. And so basically that's what we did. We started by just forming a collective of people who are interested in talking about it. And then from there, it went on. We did have an anonymous donation, which actually helped us out. It started with about $1,000 worth of equipment, tape deck, transmitter, a really lousy board that hummed really loud, and we're at 15 watts. But that's basically how we started, in someone's house, in their bedroom, actually.
And so now, where is the station located? Is it a clandestine location or an open location?
No, we're right in the downtown area now, downtown Santa Cruz. We cover pretty much all of Santa Cruz. It's kind of line of sight out here, so.
And Santa Cruz is a beach community?
Yes, it is. Yeah, we're a kind of touristy beach community, somewhat, quote-unquote, progressive town as well.
There's a university there, correct?
UC Santa Cruz, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we hit up there, too, as well. Some of the students, we've been getting a lot of good stuff from some of them. Some students do programs as well.
But you're really a community radio station, then.
That's right, yeah. We basically, you know, we're not, a lot of pirate stations like to tout free speech and all that, but, I mean, we've grown into something that we've realized that, you know, we're not a, quote, free speech station because we don't allow the KKK to come on, and we don't allow racist points of view, homophobic stuff, sexist type stuff, and we've just come to terms with that's the direction that we want to go. We mainly concern ourselves with information, getting information out, especially right now, what's going on in the Middle East. We've been constantly reading off what's been going on at Palestine Indie Media, JerusalemIndieMedia.org, and interviewing people, getting them on the air. A couple of our programmers have been really good at doing that. And we've been turning into journalists ourselves, even though we're not getting paid for it.
And do you have formal journalism training?
No, not at all. Nothing.
So what drives you is just the quest to know and to share that information?
Yeah, to get the information out. We have like 3 different public stations here. There's one NPR affiliate, and then there's a college station from the campus. And they're hardly playing any public affairs at all.